Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. I just need you to give me the consent, sir.
You got it, sir.
Before I last drop, your eardrums to death, sir.
You got it.
Yeah, because people, this is a very special edition of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And on this craft beer week edition here, it's a very special day or whatever, Cody. It's the mothers of days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
The days of mother.
The days of mothers, the mothers of days. So you're going to go about it. Happy Mother's Day to all the deserving mothers out there.
Yes, and if you're a deadbeat mother, then fuck you, then. You can go fuck yourself. Have you ever heard that term, deadbeat mother?
Yeah, no, actually, I never heard that term. Deadbeat mother? No.
Yeah, I never heard that
term.
It's always like deadbeat dad or deadbeat father or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
I've never heard that. That's a great question, though.
No? Yeah. Well, what's the term for a mother then if she abandoned you? Skank.
I don't know. that's like a generalized like term, though. That doesn't really mean, you know.
I just heard that word the other day, but for some reason I just found it to be a funny-ass word because I haven't heard it in so long.
I haven't heard it so long either. Nobody uses that word anymore.
When you hear it, you're just like, that was insulting. It just sounds fucking goofy, to be honest. Like,
it does sound goofy, yeah.
Like, could you imagine someone, if you were, we'll just say even in general, whatever, if somebody got mad at you, Cody, whatever, and was just like, I fucking hate you, fucking skank. And you're just like, I don't know how I should take that, though.
You ever wondered, all right, this is like a little bit of a tangent sort of thought, but you ever wondered, like, who deemed bad words bad? Like, what makes a bad word bad? Like, why is, like, fucking shit? Why is that bad? Like, who woke up one day and said, you know what, those words, they're bad. Okay, what makes them bad? I don't know.
I'm just going to say it,
I guess. Because if with four letters, I don't fucking know. I wish I did. That'd be cool.
It's funny because it made me think, too, hearing you say that. It's like,
yeah.
So you mean to tell me when, like, all these, like, bad terms came up for women, there was just, like, some random dude sitting in his lazy or whatever the fuck he had back in the 1950s and shit. And he just sat there and he just went, like, how can I call her a bitch?
Yeah.
Whore. Yeah, I'm just going to go with that. Yeah, whore. And then he just stuck, because, you know, they didn't have telephones and internet shit back then.
Yeah.
Hey, you know your wife? Call her a whore.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, all right, you know, just call her a whore then. So, like, there was, like, literally someone here just, like, sitting in a couch and just thinking of words of what I'm going to call women today and shit like that, you know? He had nothing better to do with his fucking time and shit. And the funny part is that same dude, he was killed by women because they called him a stupid fuck. So,
well, so they hung his ass. You go.
Yeah.
Well, karma.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. It was called Mother Earth. That's what I was speaking of Mother's Day shit. Another shout out to my mother. It's her birthday on Monday.
Oh, this look episode at that.
Comes up. So,
happy birthday.
She gets double the days, kind of like I do. Yeah. I get double the days too in June.
Happy birthday to Mama JB.
I get 2 days in June too. Shit, I get my birthday and Father's Day. So,
oh yeah, it's coming. Yeah, is there any, it's a tradition carrying out with the shitty movies. Have you noticed anything or looked at anything? I'm curious.
No. To be honest. I have no idea, actually. So, no. But I'm sure it is.
I'm looking that up right now.
I know that for a fact. It is.
You remember back in the day?
Yeah.
Movies around your birthday.
And I think, what did I see in Spain? I forgot what I saw when I was out there. I saw something. They had subtitles. So I had to read that shit the whole time. Just to do reviews. Oh, what was it? I don't even remember what it was now. I know it was like a action flick too. So, Cody, do you want to hear the mother's anthem for Mother's Day?
Sure. I didn't know there was an anthem.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah, shit.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, let me play this for you, shit.
All right, cool. Man. Oh my god, from the depths. Man, his singing career went far, right?
Vin Diesel shows. Feel like yeah, I do. He fucked up.
Fast and Furious his own.
Mm-hmm. He fucked up with the day though, because he said who goes out on a Tuesday. He thought Mother's Day was on a Tuesday this year. It's actually on a Sunday, mm-hmm. Mr. Diesel. So he fucked yeah. the lyrics up a little bit. Who goes out on a Tuesday in this town? You serenade your girl.
I don't know, Vin. We still don't know how the game answer the question.
What yeah. fucking town you live in, bro?
Like 2 years? Yeah, I don't think you might figure it out.
You serenade your girl with this music?
Oh, Jesus Christ. If anybody can serenade like that song, good Lord.
Like, you don't be like making out with her and then she like put something romantic on. And then, music. And then you like, I got something for you. Then you just play that.
No, you're talking about mood killer.
And then, like, she like smiles at you and like wants you even more, so she just grabs you. It's like a movie. No. Puts you over the couch and shit. No, just doesn't happen. No, this sir.
I don't know, but it feels like I do.
I still want to know who gave. Oh wait, no, Vin gave himself the okay to do that fucking song. Never mind. Who am I kidding? Who's Vin Diesel?
I swear to God. Well, you know Coachella just passed. Christ. So they play this song. They probably played this shit.
So yeah, he probably should have like forced his way in there. Like, Vin, get your ass out of here.
Like the oldest motherfucker that just.
Hey, don't you have a Fast and Furious movie to fucking film right now? What the fuck are you doing at Coachella? Move, bitch. Damn.
You got a tree to play, don't you? Anytime soon?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, because you know, like when you were, I don't know if you knew this, but so when I used to go to Coachella, they'd always have like, before the show starts and stuff, there's like a pre thing and stuff like that. So they always play like the just the most generic electronic music there would be and shit like that. And I swear to God, it sounds just like this. Well, minus the lyrics though. But the beat is definitely the same, whatever. So like if you heard this playing at Coachella, you wouldn't even know it's fucking Vin Diesel. You'd just be like, yeah, we're just here, you know, ready to have a good time. But it feels like I do.
Feel like I do.
Oh, Jesus.
All the time
you talk about remember that fucking song.
I'm not the type
who likes
to work in, but I want to.
Motherfucker, you like 60 years old. What the fuck you talking about?
Yeah. We're talking about going to out on Tuesday night and shit. What the fuck are you talking about, Vin Diesel?
That's the retirement home time.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know the retirement home don't let you out on like certain nights and shit because you got to ask. Motherfucker at the old folks home talking about like, who goes out on a Tuesday night?
Well, if I go try to put Nas on his wheelchair and shit.
He's racing for with the what's the Michelle Rodriguez character? He's fighting for her wheelchair.
Yeah,
and shit, racing that shit through the hallways and all that. He's speeding down hills and shit. You know, I still got it.
Shit, I know that franchise. They'll probably find a way to eternal youth and some shit like that. So he'll look exactly the same.
Oh,
probably shit. Not only need a fucking retirement.
They'll just do what they did to fucking Luke in Star Wars and shit. They'll just fucking bring his ass back to life and shit and just dub his voiceover. They ain't like, saying lines anyway. So just.
You remember that scene? I think it was the seventh one. Or The Rock, he was in the hospital, he's in that cab, he like fucked his arm up, he's like broken.
Oh, I do remember that.
That motherfucker flexed. And
that shit
just
that shit shattered. That was like the most believable thing I could believe in that film, actually.
Actually, that was the most believable thing in that movie. And that goes to show you how dumb that fucking movie was.
I believe that man's arm is so big, they put the tightest fucking cast on him, and he did break that shit. So, yeah.
He literally went...
He's one of those dudes that's like, I want to look like him, but I don't.
And like you said, somehow that wasn't the most ridiculous thing in that movie.
No. Is that the one where they fucking jump through like a building through another building?
Yeah, remember that's the one where Vin Diesel steps on the ground of that parking lot and the whole structure just collapses because they stepped on the ground.
That was the one where Rock caught that missile from the
fucking... Oh, yeah, that was. Yeah. That was.
From the submarine.
Oh, no, wait, no. That was the next one. Yeah. That was the one where Vin Diesel avoided fire because the cars were covering him.
Oh,
but they had a bunch of negative space, but somehow the fire didn't penetrate the negative space. It got that's what I was officially. I was like, I did this no more.
I was already checked out, but when I saw
I was pretty much there. But that moment right there, and it was Fate of the Furious. I was like, Jesus Christ.
When I saw that man guide that missile, that fucking submarine torpedo, Cody, and he guided that shit to hit into that, whatever the fuck it was. I was just like,
people like Tyrese's buffoonery. I ain't helping shit. He ever just found the dumbest fucking lines, always screaming and shit.
You know, always funny peril. Fucking thing, whatever. People would give us shit because we was just like, what's so different from this and Transformers?
Not a goddamn thing.
You remember, I forgot the dude's name, but someone did said the difference is because the Fast and Furious has characters you want to follow and stuff.
Yeah, oh, bullshit.
Want to follow. No, it's not.
You know, all the motherfuckers, a bunch of soulless motherfuckers. They're trying to crowbar that family, boy. Yeah, you don't give a shit about anybody in there. Don't fuck with anybody in that franchise. You all fucking die. I don't give a shit.
Then he asked, like, who do you follow in Transformers? I said, Optimus!
Yes. Clearly. Optimus. The most heroic character ever created in the history of mankind. Optimus Prime, he's as noble as they come.
The whole fucking movie, they shouting, Optimus! It's like, who do you think you follow? You follow the motherfucking name that they shouting and shit. Yeah, like Optimus, you know? I'm sorry, but the Transformers films were so goddamn stupid. It was hilarious. It got so good.
You couldn't help but just fall in love with the Transformers franchise.
Yeah.
It got so ridiculous. You're like, no, they can't outdo it. Like, nope, they did outdo this. They can't outdo it. Nope, they did it again. Nope, they kept doing it. It's so fucking stupid. Like, it's endearing.
Yeah. Like,
it really is. We didn't figure that out until, like, the fourth movie.
I think the third one.
It might be the third one for you. For me, it was the fourth one. I already realized, but
I hated the third one at first. It took me a while before that fourth one.
I've been looking at this whole entire franchise in the wrong way.
That's exactly.
You can't do that.
Me and you. I don't even remember what it was, but me and you were talking about it, and it was before the fourth one it came out. I guess we went back and watched that third one or whatever. And because I used to hate that one or whatever, and I was just like, this is fucking terrible. But it was something about it that I was just like, I have never laughed so much in a film, almost in every goddamn frame by frame shot.
But it's crazy how I did a complete 180 to my most hated franchises. I hated everything about it. I hated its existence. I was mad. I was very angry.
Fun fact for you, the second one was the first premiere I ever went to.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that. Life. Look at that.
Yeah, okay. my college professor... He invited us. I guess he had an invite to it, whatever shit. This dude was hip and shit. So he invited me and the fiance to it at the time. And I remember I was not that far from like Megan Fox and them and shit like that when we saw him. This was probably like, when that movie came out, like 2007?
2009,
2009, okay, yeah. So it was around that time then. He worked at my school, but he also worked at UCLA as well too. And he just had like fucking the hookup on that. So that was the first ever premiere I ever went to in my life, and I just remember like just staring around and just like looking with this gassed look on my face like, what the fuck did I just see? I will admit though, I saw that first one probably like 7 times in theaters because I just thought it was so goddamn hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe, but
I remember when I first saw that second one. That was like my most hated movie at the time.
Yeah.
That movie gave me headaches. Literally. And it just fucked me up because I had a great disdain for it. It made me furious how much I hated that movie.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Even before that one, I kinda enjoyed the first one at the time. in an ironic way. I'm like, okay, it was stupid, but I kind of had fun with it.
I thought the it was silly as shit, but it made me laugh so much, whatever. I said, I got to go see this shit again. Like, if that was the summer when Dark Knight and shit came out, I would be damned if I saw that movie more than any of the other superhero film that year.
Because Transformers, that was 2007, the first one.
Kept finding more gems in that fucking film every time I saw it or whatever shit, to where I just could not stop laughing. Like, the fucking jazz robot that came out breakdancing, I don't know why that shit was so goddamn hilarious to me, whatever. Mm-hmm. He just fucking like, and he jazz.
And what was his line? Oh, yeah, it was cracking.
Yeah.
Homie, boy, or some shit
what's
like that.
Going on, homies?
I was like, yeah.
And then the final sequence, which made me really laugh, because everybody knew Jazz was the black robot. Megatron killed this motherfucker. And then his line to Megatron was like, because he was like, oh, no. He was like, you want a piece of me, Megatron? You want a piece? And Megatron said, I don't want a piece. I want the whole thing. And he snapped him in half. Snaps him in half, and then he just throws his shit, and they don't give a fuck about Jazz after
that. They don't.
Optimus even says, we lost many of friends that we can't bring back to life. I was like, you brought so many people back to life. This fucking
there wasn't one black character in that movie that wasn't a fucking stereotype. Yeah, Bernie Mac. And yeah, Anthony Anderson.
Yeah.
Goddamn. And then they doubled down in the second one. But wait, we're going to get a tangent.
You know what? I'm telling you. You know what? For the month of June, we should do that.
I think we should do Transformers.
I think we should do this now. You know, we didn't talk about this long enough. We got
I think so. I think that was a time. Yeah, June.
Yeah. Transformers. I think each week we got to break down each like four movies. Yeah. We got to talk about it. That means I got to go back and watch these movies.
Oh my god, I can't wait. This is gonna be fun. Going back and watching these.
Man, I'm telling you, watch when I get like that outside backyard set up with the TV and shit, we're gonna do like a live video.
Live. Yes.
That's gonna be one long ass video because those movies got longer as they.
These movies are long as fuck. All of them, like, they get longer each film, actually. They get dumber each film and longer each film.
But you remember, that last one we saw, we kept begging for it to be long. We was like, oh, yeah 3 hours.
I'm still mad about that shit. Leave off a cliffhanger. That shit never got followed up. It was like a dumbass cliffhanger, too. It made no fucking sense. I was like, I want to see this. This is insane. This is stupid.
I want to see this.
We didn't figure this shit out till now, but I got to see this.
Yeah. So you know what, people? Whiskey Week. We're going to fucking talk about the first Transformers movie. Oh, and by the way, disclaimer, the Michael Bay ones, by the way.
No, the bullshit. Yeah, I did that Bumblebee bullshit. I ain't going to fuck about that. Yeah,
exactly. No. Yeah, I love it because people are saying, I know you love Transformers. You should go see that Bumblebee. It's really good. So I don't give a fuck about no goddamn Bumblebee.
Nah, I don't give a fuck about no Bumblebee.
Unless Michael Bay's directing it where he's fighting the Nazis and shit, then I don't want to see that.
I think
me and Cody were texting each other because we didn't see it together. We saw it. In different time, well, different locations, texting each other. It's just like, fucking dude is giving us a history lesson. Fucking Harriet Tubman, the Underground Railroad.
Well, Bumblebee helped fight the Nazis and he helped free the slaves. And somehow none of this is documented. Oh, they went on the moon too. They were on the sea. They helped out King Arthur. They had fucking metal dragons flying around back in the day. And there's artifacts too, just later all across the earth. And somehow
nobody's ever found
any of this shit out.
Nobody's found this shit until Optimus showed his face on this goddamn planet again. Oh shit. I gotta say they got better as they got. My face has never lit up in a theater more than it did when I saw that fucking historical room that Mark Wahlberg went into.
Oh, yeah, and Anthony Hopkins,
hey, you saw him photo?
Yeah.
Shit, and it was just like, oh, my God.
I'm Frederick Douglass.
So when I found out a Bumblebee movie was coming, Cody, I was excited because I was like, if it's going to be that backstory.
Yeah.
And Michael, but then that's when we started getting the rumors, Michael Bay's not coming back. And then I was like, man, fuck this movie. Now I want to see this shit.
Man, I wanted 12 years in Autobot. Like, that was the movie I wanted.
You know, what's his name? Megatron whipping a motherfucker, just like, hey, boy, like just slapping the shit out of him and stuff. 12 years of Autobots.
Yeah.
I want Autobot list or whatever. Instead of Schindler's list, I want Autobot list or whatever. You know, I want that. Where's that film at?
Yeah.
I want this whole goddamn universe to just be overseas by...
All that crossover. I'm a Star versus Megatron. I didn't get that, and I'm mad as fuck.
I have to tell you, I would start watching movies again if I get that universe.
Yeah.
You give me that, I'll be the first one in the fucking theater.
I'm telling you. Transformers and Jurassic Park. They're the reason dinosaurs got extinct. They showed that in the fifth one. Duh, it's right there.
Yeah. Yeah, but nothing... took me off even more though is when Stanley Tucci was looking at Optimus Prime flying and shit. That motherfucker took off at the end of that movie and shit.
Like, the whole time, I never thought he looked up.
I think we all had that same look on our face, like,
hey, you know that wasn't the original line. You know what the original line was? It's like,
because that was the fourth film, and in the third film, people. He made this big deal about this flight tech that he needed. He was like, I need that flight tech or whatever so I can get around and shit. That
flight tech.
After he shredded that from that robot in the second film, by the way, because remember he killed that old robot to take his fucking powers and shit like that.
Yeah, he used his body for scrap parts. That shit was fun. Here you go.
That motherfucker did a Dragon Ball Z fusion dance.
Which, I still don't understand how robots age, but whatever. Hold on, story.
I love how the blood on them has changed too. That shit went from motor oil to blue goo to red.
I don't even know what happened because remember the last thing had like dogs and shit, like organic and metal the same. I was like, I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't care. This is amazing.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. That's... God, I'd like to rent a theater out and play that movie.
Those two movies are national treasures, man. Tell you.
I tell you what, if we ever have like a last drop get together and shit, people, it's gonna be at a movie theater and we're gonna watch the Transformers films and we're gonna have drinking.
That's right.
Yeah, that's gonna be one drunk ass room too. That is gonna be one drunk ass room right there and shit. I can tell you this right now. You know, everybody get together and shit. Good. And I want like just a even if it's only like 20 people, I want like five sitting in this row, five up this row. Mm-hmm. Whatever. We gonna make that theater louder than any other fucking theater room.
And, oh man.
Every damn one and shit. And tell me, trust me, you gonna see the beauty of it and shit, you know.
Oh my god, you gonna understand that. You gonna learn.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna be enlightened. You definitely gonna be enlightened, that's for sure. It's happening, people. Come June. Transformers
month.
This is close you're gonna get to a movie review and all or whatever.
Yeah. Give me a little throwback. Yeah. Oh my god.
Wow. I'm looking forward to rewatching those.
I can't wait. Fucking Transformers, man.
Man, so look forward to that, people, the whole month of June. And that's how we're going to celebrate my birthday, month.
Yes. Is there any better way?
There's no, it ain't.
Transformers.
Transformers and good liquor, okay? Like. So you've been keeping up with the NBA playoffs, I'm assuming.
Oh, right? Of course. Yes, sir.
They've been so good. Yes, how could you not, right?
They've been great. Yeah, I love the playoffs, yep.
Man, this I think we said this about football this year, but this might be one of the best playoff seasons I think I've seen.
I agree because the playing field is level. Everybody got a shot. There's no like kind of like last year, there was no clear cut favorite. So I still got Warriors, Bucks, and I got Bucks edging out the Warriors. That's still my pick.
I got
but yeah, it's exciting.
I got the Suns and fucking. And the Bucks still. I'm even more confident with the Bucks now. I was already confident before, but I was a little, you know, like, oh, what if this team's doing good, whatever. But I'm like super confident. I watched yesterday's game, whatever, and I was just like, Giannis hit that last. Giannis, man, it's just he is literally the complete package of what you want. Like, what?
He's his shot is improving.
Oh man,
it's just game over. If he starts to shoot like above like 35% from three, it's done. It's a wrap.
Not only that though,
it's game over.
He's like one of the most dominant big men on the fucking court too. Like
and,
he,
and Yeah.
I think they say this about actors when they're on screen, like they command the screen. Giannis commands the court when he's on this court or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care what team he's playing either. Like he just, and you know what's so great about it too is I was talking to my barber yesterday when we were watching it. And I was like, you know, the problem with the Lakers is if LeBron or AD was out, the whole team is just fucked. Nobody steps up or anything like that.
If you notice all the teams that are in the playoffs, left in the playoffs, all of them have some sort of identity. Yeah. Dallas has some sort of culture. Lakers, we just have LeBron and AD. We want to know what the fuck else to do.
Yeah.
Like that year with the chip, we were a defensive team. We had an identity.
Yeah.
But even the year after that, the only thing that took us away from that, having an opportunity for the chip, was the fucking injuries.
Yeah.
Other than that, we were good. We were good to go.
I thought when Chris Middleton took a hit or whatever and was out or whatever and shit, like what was so impressive about the Bucks is just the way that whole team just came together and stepped up. They was like, yeah, we know. And that's the thing that Lakers don't have. Because when LeBron is out, whatever and shit, nobody just steps up like that.
Yeah, we built poorly around LeBron and AD. And only that, AD is a huge fucking liability. Because like I said, what's the best?
I'm ready to trade him.
Yeah.
I'm ready to
trade. Thing about a player is availability. And AD is never available.
I was telling my barber this, I was like, I feel like we need to trade him like right away before he's untradeable at one point.
I wouldn't be mad at all.
Now, 2 years ago, Cody, if we would have been saying that, I'd have been like, Cody, you stupid. Don't ever say nothing like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. No, we can't trade AD and shit. But it's at the point now, it's like, all right, you know what? He did what he had to do for us. We got that. But now it's at a point now, he's going to be asking for a little bit more money and he ain't going to be delivering. And this brother is just never around enough. So we need to get rid of him while he's still a little bit hot and probably can get someone good. While we can, I just want to see his name thrown out there, and just because at this point, I don't even know what we could get for him. I don't even know if we want him.
And it's even more ridiculous things being said now. People wanted LeBron James to get traded. Like, what? Huh? Where were you? Bucks? They beat the Celtics, right? Yeah, just beat the Celtics. Yeah, that was a close ass game.
It was 1-3 by Giannis.
Yeah, 1-3. Yeah, I'm expecting that to go. Might go 7. I'm gonna say 6. Bucks at 6.
I know when the season first over the series the first started, I thought it could have been 7, but I was like, I'm more confident on 6 now as far as that goes and stuff. I mean, let's be real, we know who's going to these conference finals. It's going to be the conference finals.
Yeah, conference finals. Yeah,
it's going to be Miami versus the Bucks, and it's going to be Phoenix versus Golden State. Yeah. Anything else that wins that whatever, that just fucks my brackets all up. So
yeah.
And that's on either side, all
right?
So
I'm telling you right now, there ain't no way it's not going to be those four teams in the finals. Conference finals, I should say. Yeah.
I mean, right now, the biggest upset would probably be Philly beating Miami. That'd be a fucking upset as hell.
I was going to say Grizzlies beating Warriors. I was going
to say that too, yeah.
That's definitely going to happen because John Morant, he's got injured. I don't know.
He just got injured. For. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't say how long he's gonna be out. I just got that notification like right before we started the show and stuff. But yeah, it looked like he's gonna be out. And look, without him, let's be real, they really ain't shit. So.
No, Grizzlies actually they've been playing well. They're not gonna do it in the playoffs. I'm
mad at fucking Golden State now. Now I want them really to lose and shit. Y'all was supposed to sweep them, shit. Okay, it's supposed to be a goddamn sweep, and you lost.
I wasn't expecting a sweep.
I don't care what you expect. I was wanting, and what you wanted is what I wanted. This should have been over by Tuesday. Okay, so it should have been over by Tuesday. Steph Curry out there doing all them goddamn commercials and shit. Saw this motherfucker another goddamn commercial. I was like, how many goddamn commercials do you want, huh? If you ain't gonna come to Lakers, then fuck you. Okay, I want you over here.
I was saying you like last year. You said, "Oh, Steph Curry coming to what?"
No, I said 2022, December. You just wait and see. Shit, he coming. He coming, baby. Shit, and then we gonna get. I already. You said the Greek freak himself, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Closest we get to Giannis is we had his brother on that championship team.
I don't want that motherfucker. I don't want that motherfucker.
Closest we're going to get.
We're going to get Giannis Antetokounmpo. I can smell it now. Just like The Rock says, them goosebumps come because Giannis, the Greek freak, he going to get tired of
that. Oh, you smell that bullshit too? Oh, I thought it was just me.
Yeah, he going to get tired of that Wisconsin shit or whatever and stuff. He's going to be like, I need to go to a real city. Because everybody, I can see Giannis now. They're going to be casting him in movies soon or whatever. He's going to be a star. big Hollywood star, yeah, whatever shit.
On the court and on the big screen.
Yeah. So and then he's gonna be like, I can't do this in Wisconsin. I gotta go to LA. I gotta go be the star they need over there and shit, you know? And I can see it now, big old Giannis statues towering over the crypt arena and shit like that with him hanging out, whatever and shit, because he's gonna be our next star, Cody. I see it. I smell it. The millions of Laker Nation or whatever, Cody. We see that. We could smell it from a mile away. We smell it, whatever and shit. Come home, Giannis. Come home. But take your
time. Love your pitch. Very passionate.
Thank you.
Ain't gonna do shit. But it's very passionate.
I dare you, sir. I dare you. I should believe it. You ever disrespect me again, I'll hop through Zoom again. One more sports analogy thing I guess I didn't do first off, whatever. Congratulations to Daniel Cormier for making it into the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
This man is a fucking legend or whatever, and he deserves every bit of it. He continues to be an inspiration in the ring, out the ring, and even through the children youth programs that he does and stuff like that. And I think this couldn't have went to a better sport, UFC or just a mixed martial artist in general, or whatever. This couldn't have gone to a better dude. And what a way to solidify your career with getting that Hall of Fame treatment that he so much rightfully deserved. And he's always said that one thing I wanted to do when I stepped into this cage, I never wanted to be forgotten. Well, sir, you were never forgotten. And now that you're a UFC Hall of Famer, your legacy shall continue on because you are a Hall of Famer, my friend. So shout out to Daniel Cormier. Fuck you, Zoom, by the way.
Zoom kids both are black asses. Yeah. We had a good show, folks. Yeah. We had a great show. Great show. And we lost all that bullshit because Zoom has this new recording stipulation bullshit. I guess you get paid, $14.99? Is it a year or a month? A month, correct?
No, it's a week. No, a week. No, I'm just lying. Look in your face. He's like,
hey, I'm about to cut the shit off right now. I'm about to just...
So it did some shit because I didn't upgrade or whatever, and it like cut our shit into two. And then the second time we started off, it didn't record it. So and now it is recording, and Cody consented to it because you got to consent, whatever. So it just we lost like 30 minutes of a whole goddamn show where we went into very strong details of how we feel about science. Life itself. We talked about the earth and how it's dying, and
it was very philosophical.
Very philosophical.
It was the deepest Last Drop episode ever, if you will.
Yeah, we even had.
Now it's gone forever.
Yeah, we even had the ghost of Socrates join us and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was so enlightened. That motherfucker came back from hell and said, "Oh, yep. I got to join in on this conversation real quick." Whatever he said, indubitably, my friends, whatever. And so he said, yeah, this is where you're wrong and stuff. And so he came in, corrected us for a second, and then I shot his ass and he died again. Yep. I said, don't ever come on my show again trying to fucking correct somebody, bitch. Okay. Yep.
Fuck Socrates.
So yeah, fuck him in the grave, whatever. That's why he
trying to correct us and shit. Bitch, we better than you.
The fuck? Yeah, you dead. I'm not, bitch.
Yeah.
Socrates. That's a bitch name anyway. Shit.
Socrates.
Get out of here. Shit. That's why you in hell with Gandhi.
Fuck him too.
Yeah, fuck him too. Whatever. Gandhi was a racist. Fuck that motherfucker. Yeah. And say hello to that bitch, Mother Teresa, too, while you at it. Fuck her. Shit. Yeah, that's the only bitch that ain't getting a happy Mother's Day from me. Fuck her. Yeah. Fuck you on Mother's Day. How about that, mother? My damn mother. Oh. I almost said something. I'm about to
pause. Oh, turn old JB. Completely unfiltered.
I looked at
Cody. Believe it or not, people, this is filtered JB you've been hearing since the Last Drop started.
I mean, great.
You should have seen movie spoilers. Old phenomenal one, JB. Different human being right there.
Yeah. You know what? It was giving me good practice is Instagram Live.
Oh, yeah.
When people have you on Instagram Live, you know, you gotta like, you know, be all professional and shit.
Yeah, you gotta kind of filter yourself.
Yeah. Because you on, you know, not the Last Drop, you on another platform. So when you're on the Last Drop, you say whatever the fuck you want to say. I don't really give a shit as well. You know, when you're on Instagram Live, you know, you gotta kind of check yourself because, you know, you want people to get paid and get their money. So,
of course, yeah.
Yeah, so you never want to come between them and their money. But you do want to come between Mother Teresa's ass. Fuck her. Shit. I hope somebody bukkake'd her ass before she died.
God damn.
Yeah. And it was probably Gandhi. That's why his ass down there. anyway, but shout out to all the mother, the real mothers out there, unlike her ass.
Exactly.
People are like, damn, did she leave you in a basket at a church somewhere?
Might as well.
No, she didn't do that. She fucking took me to church. So fuck her for that. Took me to one of them fucking cult churches too. Whatever. I guess they all are, but I'm talking about like one of them real cult ones where they come out with them white robes and shit like that. And they, like Damien Omen shit, whatever and stuff, you know? Oh, but before that, we had, and also when we got philosophical, or whatever, we had a nice, beautiful discussion about bottle logic and how it's fine.
Oh, yeah, we had such a good discussion about bottle logic, man.
It was, yeah. Fuck. More though, so stuff. About the beer too. Yeah. So in the original review, Cody originally gave it a 2.0 and he switched over to 2.5 because he said it got better as more he tasted. And this was towards the end of the show where he changed that rating, whatever. In the detail of the show, mainly we were talking about just bottle logic. Excuse me. It all kind of tastes the fucking same.
Yeah. Not kind of. It just all tastes the same.
They have this barrel with this flavor profile of its usual ingredients. And when they make a new variant of something, kind of like COVID, they just add a hint of some shit and just say, there you go. And
usually that little hint you don't even taste or just afterthought. This tastes like every other bottle of logic beer I've had in the history of ever. I'm just gonna keep it 100.
And I love how your opinion on it just the more you drink of that shit, you just like, yeah, I'm just like, you just you're going, sound like you're going to 1.5 now.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting at 2.5. I'm not gonna say it because it's good. Their flavor profile is good. It's just I want something else at this point. And if you're gonna keep doing this, improve upon it. It just keep being like that whole stagnant kind of bottle logic flavor profile, and it keep overpricing the shit. They're fucking $24 for this shit. It's a 500 milliliter bottle. It could at least be a 750.
Look, here's the one thing about whiskey that I'll go ahead and say. When they do different batches, the shit don't taste the same. You know, you go from like 2019 George T. Stagg to 2020 George T. Stagg, it tastes completely fucking different.
And I did mention that, oh, okay, this is the first batch of this because this is batch number one. Okay, maybe they can improve on batch two and correct those faults I had with it. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
I have a problem with that, though. You shouldn't have released that shit.
But here's the thing. People love their flavor profile. They're okay with it.
Yeah.
So it makes sense why they released it. For me personally,
it's like the Fast and Furious movies or whatever. Yeah, why change it up?
Logic. Like, you're charging out the ass for these goddamn beers. Can I get something different? Can I get something out the box from y'all?
Can you try something new? Experiment a little bit?
Yeah.
But I guess you're right. Okay, you maybe you changed by like half percentage of my mind around on that because it's like the Fast and Furious franchise. Why change something when people eat that shit up?
Yeah, I get why they're doing it. I get it 100%. But I'm just saying for me personally, this is why I don't like really like seek out your beers. It's because of this exact reason right here we're discussing today. It's the
how
same
many hardcore
thing.
Craft beerists though that live in the area do search out their beers?
I think it's a good amount. Oh. They're hyped out here. I think
hyped in my community.
I think
whatever, because
I think it's mostly like trade value too. Because I think they fetch you good stuff in the trade market too.
I noticed in my community, such as the whiskey community, why they were eating that shit up, whatever, is just because they just fucking casuals.
It's a name. Biologic is a name.
Yeah, they're fucking casuals, and that's a name and shit like that. That's when I ask like real hardcore beer drinkers and shit. I'm talking about yo community and shit. How many of them realistically are really hunting out each new variant of this shit?
Yeah,
I'd like to get a statistic sheet of Aristotle's. Where you at? He was the number guy right back then.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring that motherfucker up here. We need some numbers here. Crack it up, whatever and shit. You know, I'd send Michael Jackson because I'm friends with him. Whatever,
man, I've had so many barrel aged imperial stouts in my day, especially all these additives, all the cacao nut, hazelnut, whatever nuts, and cocoa and chocolate and coffee and whatever the fuck you want to play. I've had it all at this point. and by the way, they keep doing the same shit. It's literally the same fucking thing.
Well, you know, that was my problem with bottle, which I just didn't care for or whatever. Most of all my craft beer stuff has been through Cody or whatever, and it was way before we was even doing the show. So whatever beer knowledge I have is mainly from him, but he's given me some stuff that, like, you know, like one-offs and whatever that I thought it would have been 20,000 times better than Bottle Logic's pours here. And every time I go back to Bottle Logic, which I've had probably about four times, All four of those they all tasted the same. They had the same notes.
They tasted the same. They're not bad beers.
Which is fine.
They're actually good. They're flavorful.
You can have the same notes or whatever, because most spirits do usually have the same notes, but you have to expand on something to make it stick out from the previous one or whatever, you know?
Especially when you have all of these stouts. They put all these different names and labels on the shit. But that's it. That's the difference between Biologic and those distilleries that make the whiskey. It's the same whiskey. They're not changing the name. Yeah. They're doing different labels. It's just same fucking whiskey.
Same whiskey.
It's different batch. This shit, how many stouts does Biologic have?
Shit, they got a lot.
Exactly.
I mean, shit.
And can you distinguish one from the other? Honestly, if I'm blindfolded your ass, thank you.
honestly, I probably would be the best blind person to do for that because I'm not the beer guy. So you just blind taste me on that and shit. And like, I've always thought that, and it was just
like if you blindfolded this right now, you told me this is fundamental observation, I'd be like, tastes like fundamental observation.
Yeah,
but it's not. It's fucking Motions of the Moon, batch one.
See, my problem with that Motion in the Ocean. my problem with them is say you're a newbie, you get Motion in the Ocean, you drinking that.
Yeah.
Damn, this is so good. I got to get more. Let's say you spend $600, you buy the whole lineup, and you start drinking that shit, and you go like,
yeah, do a blind bottle logic taste test. And you tell me straight to my face, oh man, they all taste different to me. All of them had different nuances.
The only difference I got out of them, whenever one had more vanilla than cocoa, one had more cocoa than vanilla. It's like, yeah. I think the alcohol percentage is usually the same. It's always like, well, and once again,
and you can say like, oh, they're all imperial stouts, so of course they're gonna have some. No bullshit. Goose Island does variations on their imperial stouts every year.
Look, I'm
and they all taste different.
I'm not a beer expert, but Goose Island, it does not taste the same. Their shit's very switched up and stuff. So, no, I do not agree with that concept.
Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I think that's just bottle logic being lazy, to be honest.
Mm.
They know they can charge something at a high premium price or whatever and shit. And once again, good on them, whatever, because if
I'm on it, it's a great business practice. I'll be doing the same shit. I'm just saying,
doing the same thing too.
I'm just being from a completely objective. I'm a reviewer of this shit. I'm like, yeah, just from that standpoint, this is boring as fuck.
Yeah.
No originality. There's no variety. I'm all about to change my rating again because this bullshit is kind of making me angry.
Not taking chances.
Doom bullshit. But I'm going to keep it. But yeah. It's like, come on, man.
That's the one thing I appreciate of the pours I've had from El Segundo. They all taste different.
You know you're tasting El Segundo beer. You know you're tasting one.
Yeah.
They all are different. They all have a different profile. Yes, they have the El Segundo signature, but they all taste different.
Yeah, there is not one where I sipped it and go like, I can't even tell the difference between this one
and
the
last one.
You can tell or whatever and shit. Mm. You've been to their brewery and stuff. Hell, I'll even say the same about Brewery X.
Yeah. That one time with those beers.
I don't remember any of them tasting the same and shit. They all taste fucking different, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but like Cody said, if I was in the same business, I'd be doing the same shit, whatever. You eating the shit up anyway.
I'm not going to hate on that. I can't hate on that.
But like Cody said, as a reviewer standpoint, who's spending $24 on this shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. Actually, you damn near spending $30, whatever, because you keep getting that tax part. We live in California, and that tax does come out a little bit, whatever. You spending $28,
$29. There's SoCal, you're going to pay the tax,
Yeah, so $28, $29 fucking dollars, basically, because it's usually $24.99.
For a 750, bro. I'm sorry, this is 500 milliliter.
Yeah. That's about three pint glasses. Maybe four.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, but yeah, so that just kind of annoys me as a fucking spirit / beer enthusiast myself, whatever. It's just like, all right, I mean, you're kind of fucking with your fan base here or whatever, but you're getting those casuals in. You're getting those
casuals. Oh, casuals going to love it, They're going to be like, they don't know about craft beer. They hear hype about bottle logic. Oh, I'm going to try bottle logic. Oh, this tastes different from any other beer I've had. Boom, got them. And it goes to the market. Boom, shoot up. Their business practice is brilliant. I'm not hating it all on that.
Yeah. Because every business would do that.
Smart as fuck.
I would like to believe, though, like the other breweries, that they I hate to use this terminology or whatever, they have a thrill for making beer, and they would like to like challenge themselves and make something different. Mm-hmm. I know I would if I was in the industry. I'd be like, I want this.
A lot of breweries do. I haven't had anything from a long time. Monkish. They go outside the box every fucking time. All their shit.
Yeah, you haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah, I've had Muggins forever.
You haven't stood in their lines and nothing like that.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I'm definitely not doing that no more. That was fun. I'm not gonna sit in left beer anymore. Fuck that.
I will say though, you have a girlfriend now, so you could probably make it a date thing.
Yeah, no.
make your way out of Torrance, get you a nice little meal.
I got one in Anaheim now too. So
yeah. Oh, they do. They got one in Anaheim. Mm-hmm. Oh,
if shit. I go, it won't be a bottle release. I'll try some shit on tap.
Oh, I didn't know they had one in Anaheim. When did that one open up?
I think last year sometime. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I was in quarantine. I didn't.
Yeah. I haven't gone. Like I said, I haven't been to Monkeys in shit almost two. I don't think since before the pandemic. Yeah.
I hope that shit's right next door to Bottle Logic, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's far. Yeah, I don't think it's far. Yeah.
Yeah, because all the breweries in Anaheim are literally in that. Yeah. They're literally on the same street. They just might. Have to make a turn.
Where it's at? I think it's in that. I'm sure you heard the Packing House District.
Oh yeah, yeah. I go there to eat. I think it's
right there. Yeah.
Yeah, they got good food over there and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's over there, then they fucking killing it then, because they got a lot of good food over there. So Anaheim Packing District. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right here. It's 336 South Anaheim Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Hold on. Yeah. It's over there by like all Walt Disney shit and stuff. So, man, I go over there to eat a lot, people. So.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I never noticed that. All right.
Yeah.
It's right by that nasty ass Umami Burger.
Oh, Jesus.
Umami Burger sucks. That shit.
Yeah, they got some fucking nerve.
It's expensive, people, and it tastes like shit.
And it's like this tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're fucking sliders.
They taste like shit, by the way.
Man, I remember the first time I went with a buddy of mine, and the service was fucking horrible. It was awful. My buddy, it was so bad. My buddy running the check, he literally said, he didn't get to do the tip. He said, your service sucked. He literally wrote that shit on the bill.
Good man.
And you know, it was funny when we were walking back to the parking lot, we saw the dude coming out, the waiter. And he gave us this look. I'll never forget that shit.
Damn.
I was like, fuck.
You know, it's over here too. It's OC hot dogs, people. You want like a good, like fucking hot dog?
I've had like a good hot dog in a while.
Man, they got some good shit over there. So yeah, hit up over there, man. Man, I might have to go check this out. Man, we need to do a burger show too. By the way,
yes, we do.
I don't know how you do that, but
we'll figure it out.
Because you got to just eat one burger or whatever. Because I ain't eating like 10 burgers in a row and shit.
Nah, fuck that.
Cause we did that that Popeyes. Remember?
That'd be fun. Yeah, do a little burger show. Yeah,
you know what, Yoon did not too long ago. Yoon did a chicken sandwich thing, but he didn't record or anything like that. And I was just like, damn, I should have put a microphone in front of you. He went to Popeyes, KFC, Burger King, and McDonald's, and he got all their chicken sandwiches, and he took like bites out of each one, or whatever shit.
Yeah, chicken sandwich—that's all the hype nowadays, bro.
He broke it down to me in prices, what he paid, and which one tastes better and shit and like that and stuff. He said the KFC one was the cheapest, but he said it was average. And then he said the McDonald's one actually had the most flavor out of all of them. But he said that was the most expensive one too, though.
Yeah. I will say McDonald's, they've improved. Their meat is better. I'll give them that. It ain't great, but it's definitely better than what it used to be.
Oh, back before when we used to do movie shit, yeah. It was dog shit, yeah.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was really dog shit. Really? But yeah. And now they got all them desserts and shit there, like apple fritters and shit like that, too. So you need like a late night cinnamon roll or something like that, people sit.
Oh, it also shocked me. Their coffee is really good. It's their straight Arabic cookie. It's actually really good.
That's what I heard. A lot of people tell me that or whatever, that they have really good coffee. I think really it's their good. Own. Is it their own brew?
Yeah.
Wow. Shit, they got enough goddamn money to make quality shit. So yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to hang. Yeah.
So what should we do? A chicken sandwich show or a?
Oh no, I'd rather do a burger show.
You'd rather do a burger show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should do that. When is it? Like a National Hamburger?
Let's say if it hasn't passed already, then I'm down to do it.
Yeah, probably.
We'll do it anyway.
We could do a burger show because
we'll do a burger show. Yeah,
burger, beer, and whiskey—that'd be a perfect mix and match.
Yes. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, because that just goes together like together. Burger and beer. Come on, whiskey and a beer. Mm-hmm. That just like. Let's see, National Hamburger Day. Hamburger Day. I'm gonna look that up now. That is May 28th.
Are you serious?
Damn.
Well, shit.
Well, then there shit. It is. Yeah, well, then there you go. So,
all right.
You
know what?
Damn, yeah, I guess we could do that on the 29th. Yeah, okay, well, all right then. Oh, should we do it that the mix and match week, or should we do it the week after?
Maybe the mix and match week, actually. Yeah,
let's do it the 22nd.
Yeah.
Because I forgot.
Oh, wait. Is this one of those weeks with like four?
Yeah, it's five? Like five. It's like five.
Okay.
Okay, so
the end is shit. 22nd, you want to do the 22nd?
Let's do the 22nd, then.
All right, perfect. All right.
To celebrate, we're gonna do a National Hamburger Day or whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna buy two burgers. Go to two little spots or whatever and shit. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get a gourmet burger and I'm gonna get a good old Compton Street burger.
Ooh. What's out here? Ooh, I gotta search out here in Eastville. Ooh, I got to search.
Do a compare and contrast, Cody.
Ooh, this is going to be fun.
What does this $2.99 burger taste like compared to this fucking burger I just probably spent $20?
Ooh, yeah.
We never did go to that I Am Burger, too, that one that sold us to make our own burger and shit.
Oh, which one was that?
Remember that was by my old place in downtown Long Beach?
Oh, I do.
Vague, I forgot why. I think we talked shit about them, didn't we?
Yeah.
They did something. I forgot what it was, whatever shit. But yeah, so we're going to do a National Burger Day after Mix and Match Week, whatever. It's going to be a bonus Mix and Match Week. How about that? Get a bonus Mix and Match Week, talking some burgers and what beer does Cody pairs his burger with or whatever, and what JD pairs his whiskey with when it comes to a good burger. Ooh, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. I had a damn good burger yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah, where at?
Good old Hop Dottie's.
Oh, man, been in a while. Hop Dottie, yeah.
They got some in Orange County, so if you're in the area.
For sure.
There's one in Newport Beach and somewhere else, too. But I was in the El Segundo area, and I was just like, fuck, I'm about to get a Hop Dottie. Got to get a Hop Dottie.
Nice.
That bacon is just so fucking delicious on that bitch. Get a little bacon on there. Woo-wee. Anyway, though, people, so Cody, if you want to just run over some last remnants of that beer, please.
The flavor is good. Don't get me wrong. Flavor is good. I was saying, just from a bottle logic standpoint, me being a beer reviewer, me being someone who's obviously well experienced, I've tried every fucking thing.
You had like 300 beers in your life.
Yeah, easy.
Probably more than that, actually.
And while this is a good Imperial style, barrel aged, whatever, flavor profile, it is good. It's not exciting, and it tastes like every other fucking biologic beer.
Man, would you say this is average now compared to how many beers you've had?
Yeah, it's on point with the style. These like kind of desserty adjunct stouts. People love that shit. Mm-hmm. Me myself, you don't have to do too much. I like basic. Just to the point, Imperial Stouts, barrel-aged Imperial Stouts, just to give me that barrel flavor and that good Imperial Stout flavor, and just hit those notes and just heighten them up. Give me that. That's why I love Goose Island Bourbon County. They don't disappoint. Every year, obviously some years are better than others, but every single year, that's why I seek that beer out, because it really is the perfect barrel-aged Imperial Stout. That's the OG, and it's still to this day. They nail it every fucking time, and that's one of my favorite beers, Bourbon County Stout. I love that fucking beer. That's my jam right there. All this bottle of shit.
I agree with you on Goose Island. They shit is, if I can just step in real quick, that shit is perfect.
And the fact that, they've been owned by AB InBev for fucking years now, and they haven't fucked with the recipe. Like, yeah, I'm not going to touch that. Even let y'all do your thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's good shit. Day,
still fucking delicious, bro. Every fucking year. Love it. I always get that shit out. I can't go a Black Friday without getting some Bourbon County. I can't.
Yeah.
Can't. It's worth it. Can't do it. Yeah, absolutely. I do wish that they went
back. Made me spend $70 on that goddamn bar.
Exactly.
They made me send photos of Cody talking about it. It's $100, Cody, but look at that bitch.
That's why, man, it's like, that's why every year it comes out, I gotta have fucking Bourbon County.
I'm still questioning that Elijah Craig one. I ain't gonna lie.
But it's like that 100, that shit's ridiculous. I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
that's another story though.
All right, though.
Bottle Logic is just boring to me. They're boring.
Yeah,
boring.
They're just boring.
They're all hype. Their beer is fine. It's decent. But for me, man, my palate is so refined at this point. Like, I'm looking for more. Give me more. Give me more of my beer. So it's gonna pay $24.
Give me more.
A 24 ounce bottle, whatever. Give me more, bro. Come on, Biologic. Yeah. Like, come on, you're better than this. I know.
Experiment.
Just come on, dude. Just quote unquote, they experiment, but they don't do shit. This is the same fucking thing all the time.
I mean, if you
think you're tasting differences in their beer, you're bullshitting yourself.
Oh, your taste buds are fucked. You got COVID or something.
You are bullshitting yourself, man. I'm really better go back to my fucking rating.
If they experiment and it tastes bad, at least you could be like, this is different, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look, I'd be like, you know, it tastes bad or whatever. It's not as good as but like, you know what? At least they're trying something different at this point.
Yeah, you know what?
Point now.
I'm going back. This is a first. I'm going back. This is going to be a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a two. I'm sorry. It's a two. The more I think about it, it's a two.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. I changed in the first place. But that's the thing about these beers, man. You got to take your time with them. That's why these shows are hard. Because we're trying to make it a deficient show. We're trying to make it long enough, you know what I mean? We're not overstay our welcome.
Yeah.
But sometimes, man, you don't get the full reflection of the beer just in a 30-minute period or even an hour. Like, I'm drinking, it's been over an hour since I've been drinking this shit.
Yeah, because usually when we do beer weeks, Cody opens his beer right when we start the show. But we don't get into really the review until like 25, 30 minutes into the show and stuff. So we're trying to give it some time to fucking air out and stuff. Mm-hmm. So. And it's some, you know, with all spirits.
Yeah, right, and some of the others, I'm very back and forth in this beer. Right now, I'm going to stick with a two. It's a two.
It tastes better than Modelo, at least, right?
Way better.
Yeah, Modelo tastes like shit. As I was saying in a previous one, Cody's like the Thanos of shitty beer and shit, you know, snap them fingers away and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the in-game Thanos or whatever, where he's like, you know, every shred.
Every atom.
Every atom of the shitty beer has got to go, baby. Like, I ain't, fuck that 50% shit. Nah, I ain't down for that. I just looked up something, by the way, Cody.
What's up?
National Wine Day is also May 25th.
Son of a bitch. I got some. You know, I've been dabbling in wine, too. I've been meaning to review one on the show. So,
May 29th, you want to do a wine?
We'll do wine. We'll do wine on May 29th.
Or you know what? Should we do 22nd? Should we do the wine? And then 29th, we do the fucking burger?
I would say the burger because I'm being Rosarito that last weekend.
Oh, okay, so like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't getting no burger in Rosarito. let's do a burger on 22nd, then we'll figure out the wine thing then too.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely want to do a wine show.
Let's do a port wine show.
Right. Yes, because I have an Otima tin in my fridge right now.
Yeah, I got some sitting up there that's open too. Mm-hmm. Well. So let's do port wine show or whatever shit. So yeah, you look here, people. You got a whiskey week last week. You got a beer week this week. You're gonna get a mix and match, and then you're gonna get a burger, and you're gonna get a wine show to clap out the month or whatever shit.
And y'all get spoiled as fucking man. That's all I'm gonna say.
Damn shit, all these mothers out here.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I ain't raising your kids or whatever shit, but damn. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching them something here, you know.
Yeah, we teaching the youth out there.
Yeah, especially Cody. The youth love him for some reason. They gonna be looking at him like daddy. You know, daddy pick me up. Like when Cody go to the grocery store with his girlfriend, kids just look at him and do this to him, like pick me up and shit. And like his girls be like, oh, it's so cute. And he just be looking at her like, don't be getting no idea. Better watch out, girlfriend. Cody about to be measuring your body length and shit and your sleep and shit. Talking about like, see how much you think it's cute now, huh? Shit, I'm gonna be in that garage. What is Cody, what you doing out there? Oh, nothing. Just building some shit. Put you in. Put your ass in forever getting the thought about me being a father, you know. Yeah. So will we be celebrating Father's Day differently in a year or two? Who knows?
Hey, who knows?
So yeah, so Mother's Day month, baby. You mothers are getting it all special. You get to hear that 5G black alien and Cody himself. And you know,
that shit's been hilarious. Fucking Art of Lunatic, man. You a goddamn fool, brother.
Dude, I knew you was by that Trump statue. I knew it.
Yeah.
You was so impressed. He was like, that show just came out. Did somebody just draw that now? I was just like, no, that was like 2 days ago. But
I just love how he has with the old hairstyle and shit. I love that shit. That shit cracks me the fuck up.
The outfit
that makes sense. Yeah, I haven't poked your shit fucking forever. So that makes sense. So I have like no hair on me now. I don't do hair anymore.
It's funny. Me and Cody went the opposite way.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever shit. I was the one with basically no hair and shit because I was like, I'm tired of that shit. And now, and Cody had the hair. Now it's the complete opposite. I got all the hair gone. So,
yeah.
And he the one with a girlfriend, so that just tells me I need to get this shit off then. All right. Anyway. Fuck you. and your happiness, nigga. Fuck you.
Yeah. So bad, bro. You right?
Yeah. Shit, let me watch at least.
Watch. No.
My birthday coming up.
That's nice. Okay. I'll give you again.
I'll ask her then. See if she down. No. Let me watch. No. I hand her a towel, you know?
No.
Get like a water bottle. Get the sweat off you, girl. Towel you up like a coach in your corner. He gonna put it in you, girl. You gotta learn how to take. Gotta get all up behind your legs and shit like that. You know, you gotta be a coach. Anyway, though. Shit, we creating mothers on Mother's Day. How about that?
Yeah. Don't you start.
Shit, you about to. Do you know why every time we do a craft beer week here on the last drop? 9 months after that, a new baby is born. Little JB babies are born. Is because they listen to this show and they go like, "God damn, shit! My uterus is about to open wide the fuck open right now for my man." So when they at home, whatever. Oh my lord, little JB babies come out 9 months later and shit. And sure enough, I can see the comment section now. Cody, it's filling up. It's saying, "Shit, I was born 9 months after a craft beer week. Look at this shit right here. You see that? You see how that works out, Cody? Damn." Oh. You see that right there? That's called goosebumps, baby, because I know a little baby was just about to be born right now.
Coming with a last drop pacifier.
Yeah, you welcome, mothers. Oh, we got last drop bibs for you. Got last drop bibs for you, whatever. I wear that motherfucker every day, especially when I sleep, because I drool like a motherfucker. Anyway. And I love every moment of that shit, too, whatever, you know. I feel sorry for whoever ends up with me. Cause that ain't going away anytime soon. So
probably not. Probably not.
On you.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, you might wake up, Cody. You might make up this week, Cody, and might find me laying on you, drooled up.
I really hope not.
Shit, it's a lot too.
That's disgusting. That's nasty.
That's not that.
That's
nasty.
Absolutely disgusting.
Smells good though.
Ew. Somebody makes it worse. Ew.
Don't worry. Nice and tight for you. Anyway, so people, we're going to get out of here now. The countdown begun, so we got to go.
Oh, shit. Yeah, look at that. Damn.
So people, I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day out there. Say hi to your mom out there for me. Let me know if she's single.
Yes.
you available? Anyway, okay. All right. I'll move along. So yeah, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for going to our Tee Public store and constantly buying merchandise there. Continue to go there. Don't go this week, though, because there's no sale. Go when it's a sale. Like, I'm trying to save you money. Look at that.
Trying to save you money. I mean, if you wanted to buy shit anyway, I mean, I ain't going to stop you.
I'm not bottle logic. I don't tell you to fucking pay out the shit.
Yeah.
So, but with that said, people, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.